Rights of Transgender Rapists Being Prioritized Over Women and Victims, Report. By Peter Catalan, May 31, 2022. The rights of transgender individuals accused and convicted of rape are being prioritized over women victims of sexual assault, a report has claimed. Women, including those who have been the victim of rape or sexual assault, are being put at risk by Britain's criminal justice system for the sake of protecting the rights of transgender individuals, including those convicted of sex offences. This is one of the central claims made by a report released on Monday, which examined the effects transgenderism was having on the UK's criminal justice system. According to the document published by the Policy Exchange think tank, many parts of the criminal justice system, including the prison system, are operating a de facto system of gender self-declaration, effectively allowing inmates to choose what sex of prison guard can search them and what sex of prisoner they can reside with. With the paper noting that there is a large proportion of sex offenders among trans-identifying males, it claims that allowing individuals to self-identify as a woman despite retaining male genitalia is putting both staff and inmates at risk in prisons, all in the name of respecting the rights of transgender individuals. What's more, the report goes on to say that those who have been on the receiving end of domestic abuse or sexual violence, sometimes at the hand of trans-identifying males, in particular, are being put at risk, with many reportedly saying that they experience fear and anxiety. This, in turn, is only made worse by these very same prisoners being compelled to recognize their transgender inmates' preferred gender. The report also claims, with those who refuse to do so facing sanctions up to and including having their sentences extended for threatening, abusive or insulting behavior. The safety of female prisoners is being put at risk, and their dignity and privacy undermined, by being incarcerated with biological males, some of whom are known sex offenders, the report concluded. The Ministry of Justice acknowledges that this is causing high levels of fear and anxiety to women who are often already traumatized by their experiences of sexual assault and domestic abuse. Yet the wish of trans-identifying males to be placed in the women's estate is given priority, it continued. The claim that this is a fair balancing of rights does not stand up to scrutiny, particularly in view of the fact that alternative arrangements could be made within the existing prison regime which would enable trans-identifying male prisoners to safely live in their acquired gender without being housed in the women's estate, it also said. The report goes on to list a number of recommendations it says need to be implemented as a matter of urgency which it believes would go some way to alleviating issues, including ending the de facto self-declaration of one's gender as well as only allowing inmates to be housed in prisons corresponding with their sex. However, considering the previous track record of British institutions, it seems unlikely that these measures will actually be implemented, with the transgender lobby being firmly embedded in both the police and the civil service. A recent exposé by The Telegraph, for example, found that some UK law enforcement agencies recognized as many as 67 genders and allowed suspects to choose the gender they would be recorded as being for official records, something one critic slammed as a practice that corrupts data needed for policing. Meanwhile, things in Whitehall are even worse, with mandarins being ordered to recognize more than 100 different genders, as well as the notion that some individuals could change their gender identity on a day-to-day basis. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.